You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Jerry Doggett with Ben Scully and Al Helfer, and here we are at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, about to bring you the Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Today's game, like all the Dodger games this season, will be brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company, and tobacco is our middle name. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. We'll give you the rundown on today's lineup in just a moment. Down at home plate, they're going over the ground rules. Captain Phoebe Reese and Bob Stepping and the umpires have been talking things over. And in a couple of minutes, they'll be battling it out on the diamond. Yep, the game's going to start soon. And while you're anticipating that pleasure, how about realizing the here and now enjoyment of a genuine cigarette? In other words, light up a Lucky, the cigarette that's everything it should be. It's all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So dig out those Luckies. You've got a fresh pack handy, haven't you? And light up the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Well, this afternoon, it's game three of the series between the Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers won a doubleheader from Chicago last night by scores of 6-3 in 10 innings and 5-3 in the nightcap. For today's game, Don Drysdale goes to the mound with a 7-6 record, and he's beaten Chicago twice this year. He pitched two complete game victories against the Cubs, winning 7-2 at Ebbets Field and 4-0 at Jersey City. Opposed will be Dave Hillman, who has made 10 starts during his major league career and has no complete games. He has never won as a starter. One win and 6 losses on the air. So it'll be Hillman going against Drysdale, and we'll give you the starting lineup in just a moment. Right now, here is our national anthem. For today's game. Leading off for Chicago, playing center field, will be Bob Will. The first baseman will be Bob Seek. At shortstop, Ernie Banks. In right field, Walt Morin. In left field, Lee Walls. At third base, Jerry Kendall. And the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Charlie Silvera doing the catching, and right-hander Dave Hillman to do the pitching. For the Dodgers, Charlie Neal at shortstop. Junior Gilliam at second base. Duke Snyder in center field. Gil Hodges at first base. Sandy Amoros in left field. Gino Cimoli in right field. Randy Jackson at third base. Johnny Roseboro doing the catching, and Don Drysdale to do the pitching. The umpires for today's game will be Sam Landis behind the plate, Baker, Dascoli, and Sicori on the base paths. Well, a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day here in Brooklyn, and some good seats still available for this ball game. So if you're in the neighborhood and would like to spend a pleasant Saturday afternoon with us, Come on out, Ebbets Field, and take in the ball game. Ought to be a good one. The Dodgers, who have really been going on the homestand against the Western clubs, have won 8 and lost 1. Against the Western clubs, 2 against Cincinnati, 2 against Milwaukee, 2 and 1 with St. Louis, and 2 and 0 with the Chicago Cubs. So 8 and 1 on the homestand against the Western clubs since the All-Star break has moved the Dodgers from 5 games back in 5th place to 1 game off in 2nd place, trailing the Milwaukee Braves by just 1 game. Against the Cubs on the year, the Dodgers have won 9 and have lost 1. And they have won 25 out of the 28 last games played between these clubs here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers this year against the Cubs, 5-0 at Brooklyn, 1-0 at Jersey City, and 3-1 at Chicago. So today, Don Drysdale takes the mound. Don, 7-6. Has 79 strikeouts and only 29 walks in 116 innings. Drysdale, by the way, coming up to his 21st birthday in about 3 days. On the 23rd of July, Don will turn 21. In 10 innings against the Cubs, he's allowed only 2 runs, 1 earned, 12 hits with 3 walks and 14 strikeouts. The Dodgers on the field now with Jackson at third, Neal at short, Gilliam at second, Hodges at first. The outfield is Amoroso in left, Snyder in center, and Cimoli in right. Catching is John Roseborough, who came into his own last night with a 10th inning 2-run home run to win the first game. And doing the pitching, Don Drysdale. Leading off for the Chicago Cubs will be the center fielder, Bob Will. And stepping in now for the play-by-play for Lucky Strike, here's Ben Scully. Ben?
Thank you, Jerry, and good afternoon, everybody, and a very pleasant day to you, wherever you may be. It's come up fine and hot in New York. Good day for a game. Light sky up above and a light breeze blowing out towards right. Bob Will, Bob Speak, and Ernie Banks facing Don Drysdale as we're ready to go on this Ladies' Day Saturday afternoon. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow for the big doubleheader with Chicago. Drysdale's first pitch, a fastball on the outside corner, and so we have begun. Bob Will had a fairly long night, as did all of the Cubs last evening. Will went 1-for-8 and struck out 4 times. His last time up, he had a base hit, so he had one pleasant dream. Fastball, a comebacker, backhanded by Drysdale, who turns and makes his play. One up, one away. Well, I trust you slept well last night. There is no excuse for Al or Jerry or myself. If we boot a couple of plays there, that's just the way it's going to be. But if we have the batting averages wrong and the base hits wrong, et cetera, et cetera, well, then please forgive our demon statistician, Alan Ross. He put in quite a night. Bob Speak batting .253 with 6 home runs, 24 RBIs, and a breaking ball is outside, ball one. What Alan Ross did after the Twilight Night doubleheader, in order to compile all his figures, he was here at Ebbets Field till 3 o'clock in the morning. Got home a little after 4, went to bed and stayed in bed till he had nothing better to do and got up at 8. Pitch is outside to Speak. Ball 2, 2-0. So the man at the wheel today is nodding a little bit with about 3 hours and 40 minutes of sleep. Speak waiting now. Drysdale delivers 2-0, and the pitch is at the corner on the knees, 2-1. Stan Landers for plate umpire. Bill Baker at first, Frank Dascoli at second, and Frank Sicori on the line at third. Freddie Fitzsimmons coaching at first, and George Myatt around at third. The 2-1 pitch now to Speak. Fastball chopped away foul right over to Tex Rickard. 2-2. Lucky Strike blowing smoke rings to you and wishing you the very best, wherever you may be. Hope you're having a fine weekend. Ernie Banks waiting on deck. Drysdale ready in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Ball 3. Full count. Quite a night here at Ebbets Field, a wonderful occasion in the Dodger dressing room, and beaming this morning, Mr. Gil Hodges. Yes, Gil had a night he'll long remember. The full count pitch to Bob Speak. Changeup cut on and floated to center. Snyder on the run, but it dropped in for the base hit. So Bob Speak singles to center with one out in the first inning, and the batter will be Ernie Banks. But now that we have doffed our caps and given a low bow from the waist to Mr. Gil Hodges, let us not forget and let us concentrate on the night of August the 20th. That'll be after our third Western trip, when we'll salute Carl Furillo. And oddly enough, the Dodgers will be playing the Chicago Cubs that night. Ernie Banks batting 267. Drysdale delivers, and the breaking ball is outside. Ball one. Either the date wrong on Furillo. Make it August 28th. 2-8. Drysdale set, takes a peek over at Bob Speak. Now comes to the plate, and the fastball is cut on and fouled away. 1-1. Well, I guess the Cubs figure that that's a Dodger booby trap to have a night for a player when they're in town and stir up the ball club. The Dodgers, in saluting Hodges last evening, won their first doubleheader of the year. Now the Cubs apprised of the fact that we'll be saluting Furillo on August 28th. Throw to first, Bob Speak back. Just the start of things, in case you might have just tuned in. Don Drysdale and Dave Hillman. Drysdale ready, and the 1-1-er. Slow curve on the inside corner for a strike, 1-2. Drysdale is about to celebrate a birthday. It's the 23rd, and he's already receiving his birthday card. Be 21 years old on July 23rd. And boy, you should see some of the birthday cards that young Don received from